October 2015, I was out in the yard. I'd just finished splitting up the scrap 2x4s into kindling. I glanced up at the half moon, pink chill refinery cloud light. Two big blackbirds flew over, their wings whooshing and low. But only two. Their black feathers tinted in the sunset. I knew these birds were omens, but of what I wasn't sure. They were flying out toward the island where we hoped to move. You were probably inside. You were probably aching, wanting not to die. Your body transformed. I couldn't bear to look, so I turned my head west like an early death. Fridge in lifeless pictures, and in every dream I have at night, and in every room I walk into, like here, where I sit the next October, still seeing your eyes, pleading and afraid, full of love, calling out from another place, because you're not here. I watched you die in this room, then I gave your clothes away. I'm sorry, I had to.
August 12, 2016. You've been dead for 1 month and 3
3 days and we are sleeping in the forest. There is sand still in the blankets from the beach where we released you from the jar. When we wake up, all the clothes that we left out are cold and damp just from the air permeating the ground. Opens up by growth, nurse logs with layers of moss and life, young cedars, the sound of water, thick salal, and godlike huckleberries. The ground absorbs and remakes whatever falls. Nothing dies here. But here is where I came to grieve, to dive into it with you, with your absence, but I keep picking you.